Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Virals goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham juggles the ball. That's an error on Cunningham. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman bunts in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ver Alts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alts. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-0 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Verhulst reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verhulst moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhulst scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Carrion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Carrion. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Cott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford pinch hits for Joe Horland. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to third. Allen moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Mincher scores. Allen scores. Cott moves to third. It's 10-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. Verhals tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Verhals. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.